2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
She was tear-gassed and beaten.
Images of thousands desperate to escape Taliban oppression filled our news feeds. More than 80,000 Afghans made it to America. But the story didn't end there.
It was very cold. There was no power, no heat.
Who would help our newest neighbors? I'm Andrea Smartin. In Stranger Becomes Neighbor, you'll hear the stories of some remarkable refugees who left their homes and their dreams behind, only to start over from zero.
Their only possession was three blankets.
And you'll meet Americans who stepped up to help them.
You want me to come when you deliver your baby.
What can one person do in the face of an international disaster decades in the making? That's Stranger Becomes Neighbor. Find us at kslpodcast.com, follow us on Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.
Good morning. KSL News Time is 6 o'clock. It's Tuesday, the 27th day of October. This is Utah's Morning News. I'm Tim Hughes.
And I'm Amanda Dixon. Right now, downtown, 27 degrees.
One minor crash in Salt Lake City on a freeway ramp. I'm Andy Farnsworth.
The future of the Supreme Court. In-depth coverage on KSL News Radio.
Supreme Court Justice Amy Coney Barrett is preparing to officially take the bench after her confirmation vote last night in the U.S. Senate.
She'll take another oath in private today before she joins the court. ABC Cecilia Vanga has more.
Barrett promising to remain impartial.
A judge declares independence not only from Congress and the president, but also from the private beliefs that might otherwise move her.
But her confirmation cements Washington's bitter partisan divide. Democrats accusing Republicans of hypocrisy after they blocked President Obama's nomination of Judge Merrick Garland 8 months before the 2016 election.
Senator Mike Lee pleased that President Trump got his third Supreme Court nominee confirmed.
I was there at the White House when she was sworn in. It was a fantastic moment. And look, for President Trump, this was the SCOTUS trifecta that he managed to pull off. In his first term alone, having put three justices on the U.S. Supreme Court, that doesn't happen very often, and I'm glad it did. And I think he might well have saved the best for last. Justice Barrett is going to be terrific.
That was Senator Lee earlier on Fox and Friends.
The hashtag expand the courts appeared as soon as Justice Barrett was confirmed. ABC's Catherine Faulders has more on Joe Biden's involvement.
He's formed this bipartisan commission that's going to kind of assess whether or not he should expand the courts. And just to be clear, when we're talking about expanding the courts, he's been asked multiple times whether he would, quote unquote, pack the courts, whether he would add more Supreme Court justices to the courts because the president has had so many appointments. That's a question that he still hasn't answered.
Justice Barrett's first cases on the Supreme Court could include two topics affecting President Trump. The court is weighing a plea from the president to prevent the Manhattan District Attorney from acquiring his tax returns. The Trump campaign also wants to shorten the deadline for receiving and counting absentee ballots in the battleground states of North Carolina and Pennsylvania. It's not certain Barrett will take part in any of those issues. No justice has assumed office so close to a presidential election or immediately confronting issues so directly tied to the incumbent president's political and personal fortunes.
Health officials in San Juan County, or in San Juan, Utah, say they are trying to decide what to do about a restaurant that does not want people to wear masks inside. KSL News Radio's Mary Richards is live with more. Mary?
Amanda, the owners of Yak's Cafe say their restaurant is clean and sanitary and they don't allow any outside food, masks, or gloves to be worn or brought inside. Signs on the outside of the cafe say no masks. They do have an outdoor to-go window for those who don't want to go inside. So San Juan health officials say their county still remains in high transmission for coronavirus and they want people to wear masks. Tribune says the health department is talking to the county attorney about any consequences. Live, Mary Richards, KSL News Radio.
The best health care could be restricted to those most likely to recover if the state is forced to put their crisis plan into effect. But Department of Public Safety spokesperson Joe Daugherty says that doesn't mean others won't get care.
They will be getting some great care because we have one of the best hospital systems in the United States. And so we're confident that people will still get care, just may not be the highest level of care.
State officials say if current infection and hospitalization trends with coronavirus continue, they may be forced to put that plan into effect.
44 states are reporting increases in COVID-19 cases this week. The situation is getting worse in El Paso, Texas.
There are more than 12,000 active coronavirus cases here in El Paso County alone, and the urgent race to find more hospital beds, that is still underway. And one doctor told me the high numbers they have been seeing, they are surprising, but they do have a plan. And here in El Paso, we have seen the pop-up tents that they are now using just outside one of their main hospitals here in this region. That is an additional dozens of beds that they can use to treat the surge of patients who have been coming in.
ABC's Marcus Moore reporting from El Paso.
KSL Weather Now with Grant Wayman. We're expecting a lot of sunshine along the Wasatch Front this morning, but that doesn't mean it's going to be warm. Highs are only going to get to the lower to mid-40s.
Good news for trick-or-treaters. Things are a little different with Halloween this year. In terms of the weather, for any activities that are going on, you can't beat it. It's going to start to warm up. Temperatures are going to be very seasonal for Halloween, around 60 in the day, and then it'll cool into the evening. Not as terribly cold as what we saw last night and what we're getting this morning.
Grant says temperatures climb a few degrees every day through next Monday.
2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
There's desperation and anguish.
More than 80,000 Afghans have since arrived in America, but this story is still unfolding. I'm Andrea Martin. In my new podcast, Stranger Becomes Neighbor, we'll find out what happens to these new arrivals in our communities. Who would help our newest neighbors? Follow us at kslpodcast.com, Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.